you do. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Well, we're back now. We're back again on this Tuesday evening. And lots going on in the world around us. And right now we have, for the first half hour, subject that has enthralled many of us, as you know. The right to bear arms, it just doesn't go away, and it's always under attack across the nation. And it never ceases to amaze us how this fundamental right is decried and denied and attacked constantly in America. And this time, I believe, it is under attack, as one of our callers mentioned just a week or so ago on the program. It is under attack in San Francisco. I left my gun in San Francisco, not my heart, right? Anyway, with us to talk about the issue is Dave Workman from the Second Amendment Foundation. Is that right, Dave?
Yeah, that's right, Rick. Thanks for having me.
All right. Okay. I just have to remember not to call you David, right?
That.
Okay. Anyway, this email that I received from you, from the group, the Second Amendment Foundation, and Alan Gottlieb and others who have been involved with it for many years, it starts off by saying, the SAF, Second Amendment Foundation, says Supervisor Daley should pay San Francisco's legal bills for the lawsuit that you are basically conducting against the city, right? Uh-huh. Right. All right. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, now he just, all of a sudden, now he's gone. I was hearing. Okay, we're having a technical problem with the feed, so let's dial him up again, and after the break, it should be all right. So during the break, which is coming up in about a moment, we'll try to reconnect with Dave Workman from the Second Amendment Foundation and then put him on. But that's fine, okay? I'll read this email so the listeners will have an idea what we're speaking about. The Second Amendment Foundation suggested that San Francisco Supervisor Chris Daley, author of that city's ballot measure to ban guns, should pay for the city's defense of that proposition in court and spare the taxpayers that expense. Not a bad idea, huh? Supervisor Daley cooked up this gun ban measure, and now that it's being challenged in court, he ought to personally cover the legal bills, said SAF founder Alan M. Gottlieb. San Francisco taxpayers, many of them gun owners, who will be inadvertently or adversely affected by this banned measure, should not have to pay for Daley's folly. Local news organizations and San Francisco police officers have all said Proposition 14 was not going to stand muster. We'll be back with our guest in just a moment. I'm Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio Free America is on the air.
Go Gatto Cafe is the new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gatto Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gatto Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gatto Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gatto Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gatto Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gatto Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of Oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of Oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
All right, we're back now, and we have a better line here. Everything is cleared up, I hope. And our guest is Dave Workman, again from the Second Amendment Foundation. I'm just reading this press release and inadvertently mentioned Proposition 14. I believe it's Proposition H that would not stand muster in the town or the city of San Francisco. And all the people, including the police and the police officers, even Dianne Feinstein and the mayor, Gavin Newsom, have all said so, but Daley pushed it anyway. And Mr. Gottlieb says there's no way that San Francisco taxpayers should pay the legal bills that are already mounting up. And that's where we are at today, right now, Dave, right?
Yeah, that's right. What's happening here, Rick, is really kind of a strange deal. The taxpayers down there, although the measure got a 58% yes vote, I don't think, and neither does Alan, think that they ought to be saddled with the legal bills, because those people knew months ago mm-hmm. that this thing was going to be challenged
right.
in a heartbeat if it passed.
Mm-hmm.
The Second Amendment Foundation, the National Rifle Association, the Law Enforcement Alliance of America, we're all plaintiffs in this case, along with several San Francisco residents and the California Retail Firearm Dealers Association.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they knew going into this thing that they were going to wind up in court. That, to me, is not a very good use of taxpayer money.
And boy, we've seen this happen time and again with these grandstanding politicians. I don't know Chris Daley from a hole in the wall, but maybe you can inform us as to what his motivation was, knowing full well the outcome here. But I would just think he's just another cheap politician who's trying to make headlines and make some muster for himself politically with certain special interest groups.
Well, that's entirely possible. I frankly don't have a clue. One of my jobs, I'm the senior editor of Gun Week, mm-hmm. which is a publication owned by the Second Amendment Foundation, but it's a newspaper. And we try to balance reports about different gun politics and things to do with guns. So when this initiative or when this proposition first came up, I placed phone calls to all of those guys down there, and not one of them would return my phone call to give his side or her side of the story. And I would have treated them fairly. I don't understand why they didn't call back. Maybe it's because they just didn't feel that they had anything to say. I believe it is true. That it looks to me like they're after a cheap headline. They're grandstanding. So many people have said right up front, this thing is not going to stand up under state law.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of times these politicos, like Daley, are not even looking to advance politically in their local community, but are planning higher office, so they try to do this to get, you know, funds, to get some support, and then move up the ladder, you know. That's the way it happens in various parts of the country. But regardless of what the motivation was and is, now these lawsuits are already there, right? As soon as the initiative passed, right, a lawsuit was filed.
Within hours, when we were sure that the initiative had passed, our attorneys were in court filing the lawsuit. Mm-hmm. And right now the court is allowing time for San Francisco to respond, which that's one of the things that you have to do. And after that, we're pretty confident that the court is just going to say, you guys are crazy. You knew this would never stand up, and the court will overturn it and throw the election out. Because
now this lawsuit is in the state court, right?
State
not
court
the
of
federal.
Appeals. Yeah, state court.
Okay, that's an important distinction here.
Yeah, it's in the same court that actually decided the first lawsuit 22 years ago that the Second Amendment Foundation was the plaintiff in when we overturned the Dianne Feinstein handgun ban.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In San Francisco. Rick, you know, you probably deal with politicians all over the country, and certainly they're in your neck of the woods. You're going to have to explain it to me what motivates these guys to do this sort of thing when they already know they lost in court. There has been a test case, mm-hmm. and they lost.
You know what it comes down to? They never give up. Satan never sleeps, as I'm fond of saying, and you know, it doesn't matter what the issue. Issues to violate the free speech rights of Americans under various so-called anti-hate legislation, so-called gun control, crime control initiatives. It doesn't matter. They never give up trying, and they come back even after an issue has been decided in the courts and still insist upon ramming through these blatantly unconstitutional measures. They just don't give up. They don't take no for an answer. And I don't frankly know what's going to make them take no for an answer.
Well,
legally.
Yeah, the problem we have with these guys is they're the new generation of anti-gunners down there.
Yeah.
And I think San Francisco is really kind of not a third world country. It's more of a fourth dimension, someplace Twilight Zone kind of mm-hmm. environment down mm-hmm. there. And I think we're all fairly familiar with San Francisco's history, you know, the mm-hmm. hippie movement, the Haight-Ashbury, all the let's smoke pot and get high, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So out of this environment comes this incredible anti-gun philosophy. And at the same time, remember that San Francisco voters also voted against having military recruiters down there which I think Bill O'Reilly on the Fox News Network went after him the other night. We're talking about a culture that just seems to have its eye on utopia when, unfortunately, it's stuck in the real world along with the rest of us.
Mm-hmm. Now, this state constitution, your state constitution in California, apparently has some very strong wording regarding the right to keep and bear arms?
Actually, California is one of the few states that does not have a right to keep and bear arms provision in the state constitution. I live up here in Washington State, and our state constitutional provision is really explicit. It says the individual citizen, their right to keep and bear arms shall not be impaired. California, though, does have a state preemption law, which forbids local cities from passing their own gun control laws.
And upon that basis is the lawsuit.
Oh, yeah. And that's what we beat up on 22 years ago.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And that state law hasn't changed. So
No, that's right. And the state law, has it been challenged at all?
No.
It has not been challenged, but it has been the basis for winning court victories in other instances.
Well, after the San Francisco, after the first San Francisco handgun ban went down the tubes, nobody else tried because that was the proverbial test case.
Mm-hmm.
And after the Court of Appeals decided in the Second Amendment Foundation's favor, the California State Supreme Court let that ruling stand.
Right. Now, what in the world has been, if any, have you heard officially or unofficially, any response or any, comeback from Mr. Daley on this? I mean, has he said anything? Has press asked him whether or not he's willing to put up some of his own money?
Well, I'll tell you, what the curious thing about this is that Alan Gottlieb has been booked on two different television broadcasts in the last week.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those instances, Mr. Daley was invited to come on the air and debate Gottlieb.
Uh-huh.
Both times, he was a no-show.
Yeah, I can only wonder why.
Like I told you earlier, Rick, you're going to have to explain some of these people to me because I can't figure them out. Mm-hmm. I've been in the news business for more than 30 years. I don't know what makes these guys tick.
Mm-hmm.
But once they're challenged, the vast majority of times, they disappear. I think in their own environment, they felt comfortable doing this. Daley felt comfortable doing this because, hey, it's a San Francisco issue. But the whole world is watching. And
especially after some recent turnarounds in these types of legislation.
Oh, yeah. And,
you know, there have been a few states which have preempted this sort of thing and have repealed gun bans, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
So this is like thumbing their nose at the rest of the nation.
Well, I know, and I was talking to Alan just this afternoon, and we were remarking to one another how much media we have done in the last week since the lawsuit was filed. And Alan and I came to the same conclusion. This issue has struck a raw nerve with America.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you can ban guns in San Francisco in defiance of a state law and get away with it, you can do it anywhere. And that's why everybody's watching, because this sort of thing has got to be stopped but cold right where it is.
Exactly. And, you know, if you really go back into history, I'm sure, like some of the places in the Deep South, you will find the genesis of these anti-gun laws actually were intended to punish immigrants, like Chinese immigrants. And that was the beginning, the impetus for a lot of this legislation across America.
Yeah, and if you look in the Deep South, when they had the black codes, these gun control laws down there were designed to prevent the freed former slaves from arming themselves against the Knight Riders.
Yep,
down
exactly.
There. And up in New York, the Sullivan Act, that was designed to prevent the Italian Americans from having guns.
Very racially embedded.
Oh,
can
yeah.
you stay a few more moments till the bottom of the hour?
All right,
and then we'll let you go. I know you got a busy schedule. Yeah. We'll be back with Dave Workman from the Second Amendment Foundation. I'm Rick Adams.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Uri International, that's the name. Put the good health and nutrition back in your food with 30 years of research in organic farming and importing powerful organic berries from South America and the Orient. This is an exciting nutrition buying club with a 50% fast cash bonus paid weekly for sharing these exceptional organic products with friends and family. No additives, no preservatives, no pasteurization, coming right from the farm to you. Take it from me, Rick Adams. These products will change the health of your body and your life with the highest quality, tremendous value, low prices, and a great opportunity for you to make that extra money you need. Over 35 live products, free website, training, and leads. This is the company you've been waiting for. Let food be your medicine and medicine your food. Call Barbara right now, 1-800-543-6606. That's 1-800-543-6606, Uri International.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com. The first step in winning the war, spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on rbnlive.com.
Yes, we are on Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio, right here on rbnlive.com. Our guest, Dave Workman from the Second Amendment Foundation. Dave, in the minutes that we have left here, I wonder, because I'm not in that area, I'm wondering, in the local media, the local television, newspapers, editorials, letters, and, of course, local radio there, has there been a tremendous amount of animated or spirited feedback on this issue?
Not as much as I expected. They have done their job in reporting that the lawsuit has been filed. One thing that kind of gets on my nerves a little bit is that they're not very complete in explaining who the plaintiffs are. Everybody says that this is just a National Rifle Association lawsuit.
Oh, yeah.
It's not really. There are several different plaintiffs involved.
Absolutely.
In this thing. And although the NRA jumped right in there alongside of us to do this, just as we cooperated with them in the lawsuit against the gun grabs down in New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina, there's more than one player in this thing, and we're all really on the pretty much the same team here. We're saying that this is an affront to a civil right. It's also sending the wrong message to criminals, that is telling them, hey, you know, we're going to take the guns away from the honest people. You guys are going to have a risk-free work environment down there.
Yeah, we're going to have Larry Pratt on from Gun Owners of America next week, too. So he'll be telling us what he's been doing. Also, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, So there's a number of organizations and also individual plaintiffs involved. But let me just ask you now, how extensive, how comprehensive is this so-called gun ban? Is it everything? All guns, all firearms?
It bans absolutely and completely the possession of handguns. Anybody with a handgun next year is going to have to turn them in or get them out of the city. It applies only to San Francisco residents, which to me violates the 14th Amendment, you know, equal protection of the law. And it does not allow the manufacture or sale of rifles or shotguns or ammunition down there in San Francisco. So if there's a gun shop in San Francisco, those guys are suddenly out of business. And I don't know if there is a gun shop left in San Francisco, but what they've effectively done is just told somebody, you're going to have to move your business, and that's your life's work. Well, too bad. We don't like you. We're bigots, and we're getting away with it.
And how is it that, what was it, 58% of the people purportedly voted for this measure? What was the rallying cry? I'm sure it had to do with crime.
I think mainly it is a case of widespread social bigotry against firearms and the people who own them.
Mm-hmm.
They claim that they're alarmed about the incidents of crime, violent crime down there, but this gun ban is not going to stop a single violent crime from happening, I guarantee it. In fact, it'll probably just enhance the environment for the gangbangers and the thugs.
Undoubtedly. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So the voters in this particular liberal community fell for it, essentially. They fell for this, and in violation of their own state law.
Yeah, I think they were all drinking the same Kool-Aid.
Hmm. Well, maybe they have Jim Jones there to lead them, huh?
Well,
I don't know. But now let me ask you this, because I know you have to run, and we're up against a break in a couple of moments. Do you have a website or the Second Amendment Foundation in particular?
Yeah. For those interested in continued coverage of this, you can go to www.gunweek.com. Mm-hmm. And the Second Amendment Foundation's website is www.saf.org. And there's a link to Gun Week on the Second Amendment Foundation's website.
All right, .org. That's important. Well,
yeah.
Anything in closing today? Hopefully we'll have you back when you have more time and others, but did you want to point out anything in closing that we should be aware of more than anything, Dave?
Well, I think, Rick, your listeners out there really need to pay attention to what's going on in San Francisco, because it's a dead-bang cinch that if this bunch of people down there get away with this, they're gonna have their comrades in arms and their soulmates all over the country trying to pull the same kind of thing, in spite of any state preemption laws that may be on the books in any other states.
Mm-hmm.
There is, as we know, an inner city kind of a mentality against firearms and people who own them, and these politicians are always looking for a headline. And they're going to grab that headline at the expense of gun rights.
I'm sure Sarah Brady will be there at a moment's call.
I'm sure, yeah.
Well, it's something we've talked about extensively, and our listeners are well informed on these issues. They know what's going on, but the fact of the matter is the average public is so propagandized and brainwashed by the anti-gun, anti-Second Amendment media that, it is a problem that has to be overcome. As the man said, the media are the enemy. And they're doing a very poor job, of unfortunately relating the story as it unfolds.
Well, that's what Gun Week is all about. I will give them credit, though, in San Francisco. At least one of the newspapers said this was a dumb idea.
Good. And thank you, Dave Workman, for being on this segment of the broadcast tonight. We'll have you again.
My pleasure, Rick.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. All right, we'll be back with more. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
When was the last time you used Pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural Pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the CalBend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated Pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, CalBend Pure soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because CalBend Pure soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned Pure soap, call CalBend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a CalBend Pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at CalBendPureSoap.com.
Try Pure soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Are you experiencing memory loss, mood swings, slowed reflexes? Well, North American Herb and Spices NeuroLoft helps make your mind and nerves work better. The powerful herbs and spices in NeuroLoft naturally support the function of the brain and nervous system. To maximize your mental clarity and productivity, call 800-243-5242 and try NeuroLoft today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All righty, we are back. I want to get into a lot of other issues today on the broadcast, and there are many to get into. U.S. preparing for smallpox bio attack. Israel had foreknowledge of Jordanian attack. So there's a lot of things that we need to discuss on this program, and what better program than Uncensored Radio Free America with yours truly, Rick Adams. See, we've got callers now at 800-313-9443. That's our magic number, 800-313-9443, and you can call in right now, anytime, for the next hour and 27 minutes. Adam in Austin, hello, you're on the program.
Hi, I'm calling because all these, why don't they just tear up the Constitution, just do away with it and say, well, we're going to do whatever we want, because that's what, we're just selectively, you know, we don't even care about the Constitution, we don't care about anything, all these politicians don't, and this doing away with guns. I mean, I'm a gun owner, and there's really no way. I mean, that they can legally do this. But like you said, they're just doing whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
And also, how I want to talk about how law-abiding citizens always get the short end of the stick.
Uh-huh.
And that's even with illegal immigrants. The law-abiding employers that won't hire them, they end up getting run out of business by the people that do hire them.
Mm.
So.
Yeah, that's an unfortunate irony, isn't it, huh?
Yeah, I mean, in many cases. Makes me just want to be a criminal and be unprofitable. That's what everybody wants to do nowadays. It's ridiculous. I mean, next thing you know, we're going to have a bunch of thugs running around the streets telling everyone, all the law-abiding people what to do. And basically, well, you do have a bunch of thugs, politicians.
Yeah, they are. And the media, as I say, most of the media, the national media,
yeah,
and
I
even some of the local.
Yeah, I don't even listen to the news anymore. They're full of, it's just a bunch of jargon.
Well, the thing is, they have such an agenda, such a hatred for our way of life, the leftist, socialist, collectivist media. They hate the idea of individualism, rugged individualism.
I'll tell people about, you know, what you guys talk about on air, and I mean, it's nothing but the truth what you guys are talking about, and I'll tell them about it, and they're, like you were saying, they're so brainwashed from the media that they're just, they tell me that it's a lie, and these people are conspiracy theorists, and I mean, I don't even know how to explain to people anymore. It's just...
Well, you know what the Bible says? I always go by what the Bible says. You know, you cast your pearls before swine, and you wind up on the short end of the stick. Don't cast your pearls before swine, because there are those people who, when Christ was walked the face of the earth, performed miracles right in front of them, and they denied the miracles. They denied him. They didn't want anything to do with him. So you move along, you kick the dust off your heels, and you go on to the next person. But, you know, there are, thankfully, Adam, some good people left in America. We talked about it last night. There are good people. And I think most people, in general, are well-intentioned. They just don't know what's going on. They're not informed. And when they are informed and they want to listen, you work on those people. As far as the others, just like I say, throw them out. Just like an old pair of shoes, throw them in the fire.
If I may, can I ask you, do you think they want to disarm the general public? Because so that way, once they start trying to, you know, have this globalist kind of economy where it's total government control, that the public won't be able to resist them?
Well, of course. That's always been history, hasn't it?
Well,
hasn't been that the way of dictators from day one? You disarm the public?
George Hitler, Bush, and everybody else, pretty much. And like you were saying about the slaves, I mean, you know, they took the firearms away from them, and you know, it's just ridiculous. I don't know. I'll just hide.
Well, I mean, it's funny because these were not conservatives. They were little dictators. They wanted to protect their own hides and so forth. And they indiscriminately passed laws that would discriminate against the slaves because they didn't want them to be free. Now, I don't want to oversimplify the issue because I know that there were a lot of evils done in the war between the states that were wrong to begin with, the way it was fought and slavery was handled. But that's not the point. The point is anybody that wants to take away anybody else's right to keep and bear arms who's done nothing wrong is someone you need to fear. You need to fear that person.
They're doing away with freedom of speech too. You get
right.
You get arrested for having a bumper sticker that says that's any anti-Bush. They'll pull you over and make some other kind of excuse for pulling you over.
When it was your
bumper sticker. I got pulled over one time for having a bumper sticker, an anti-Bush bumper sticker. Basically, I had it made.
Well, you know what, Adam? You know what you should have done? I think about this daily. I get a kick out of it, but I'm not being facetious. Right next to that bumper sticker, you should have another bumper sticker that says, support your local police. And then see how confused they get.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I've done. And it keeps them perpetually confused. They don't know what to do. You know, the poor cops are in the middle of it.
Oh, yeah. Poor police officers. My sympathy goes out to every one of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Adam, thank you. Thanks for calling again. Good to hear from you. Grandpa Stan in Minnesota. Hello there. You're on the program.
Oh, thank you for having me, Rick. I just want you to know that you're being heard here in East Central Minnesota on 89.7 FM Radio Free North Branch.
Wow.
And
great.
My bumper sticker says Mel Gibson for president. I've had that for a couple of years. I haven't been pulled over yet.
Is that right?
But I don't think anybody's paying much attention to me anyway.
Goodness. My goodness.
Your earlier person was talking about...
Dave Workman, right?
Man, I wonder if Dave saw this clip on ABC the other day, about a week ago. It fell through the cracks because there's a grandma, or did you see it? The grandma down in Texas that shot this burglar.
I didn't. Was this on the news?
This was on the news. It's a beautiful Second Amendment promo for anybody. She did a beautiful job. They interviewed her a day or two after it happened.
Mm-hmm.
There's 4 good minutes. And this gal, it was like it was a Hollywood production, but she was for real.
Mm-hmm.
Her granddaughter, and she woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning and heard some noise, went down there, and here's this burglar. Or I guess he was hiding from the police. And you should just hear this gal. She pulls out her .38. The guy wouldn't lay down. And you can hear it also on the 911 calling in. And she said, "You SOB, you lay down, and or I'll shoot you." And bang, you hear the gun go off. And then she tells the story. I did burn it on my hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful story for the benefits of having guns in your house to protect yourself.
Now, you see, we can't use that term now, burglar, anymore. That might be offensive, just like the illegals. So we have to use the word migrant intruder. How does that sound?
Well, that migrant intruder was there, but I tell you, this was this was super. I don't know if I should give out some DVDs, because I do have a burner here, if anybody's mm-hmm. interested in one.
Uh-huh.
Or do you want to give them out?
Well,
I'll send you one.
You know, what you want to do maybe is stay on the line. When you're done, talk to my producer, and he'll give you an idea of how we should handle this, okay?
Okay, cool.
Do that, Grandpa Stan.
Let me do that, and let's keep our guns.
Amen. Keep your powder dry.
Thank you.
Thank you very much,
I'll
Grandpa.
Stay on.
Stay on. All right. Paul will pick up. We'll see about that. Well, anyway, you know, there's the one thing I do watch every night on television. The only thing, actually, is the evening propaganda. And the reason is because I want to see and hear what they're not telling me. I want to know what they're not informing me on. In this particular case, it was an interesting story. Now, many of these stories, you know, appear in newspapers weekly. I clip them out. And matter of fact, one of the publications here, the Birch publication, New American, does a pretty good job every week or so of capsulizing those types of news stories. You know, people who have... for instance, successfully warded off criminal attacks, successfully warded off some sort of an invasion in their home or criminal act. And those are the kinds of things that don't generally make the newspapers that are pro-tyranny, that are anti-gun, anti-Second Amendment. They don't like people seeing examples of that. They rather have the poster child of the opposition. You know, some poor guy getting shot to death by a hoodlum or a criminal. And in many cases, they're illegal aliens, by the way. But heaven forbid, imagine if a local mayor or town in San Francisco, somebody like that deciding that he was going to enact a ban on aliens or a ban on blacks. Let's just say a ban on Hispanics, who disproportionately may make up a large number of crime, of those committing criminal activity. Why not? If a majority of people who are doing wrong happen to be Hispanic or black or what have you, then let's just simply ban them. Oh, I don't think they'd get the same reception, though, would they? No, they'd rather ban the inanimate object and go after the poor, law-abiding people that have nothing to do with any of this. And they know that. They know that. The goal is disarmament. The goal is to eradicate your individual freedoms. Those freedoms come from God. They are not given to us in our Constitution. They are merely acknowledged to be God-given. And now we have this, quote, breaking story from Newsmax.com. U.S. is preparing for smallpox bio-attack. They tell us the United States is preparing for a potential bioterrorism attack using the deadly smallpox virus. Federal grants are funding efforts to produce a new, safer vaccine. Uh-huh. Yeah, here we go again. Doesn't that sound awfully familiar? It sure does. Well, anyway, The story continues that terrorist and anthrax attacks of the late 2001, you remember, following 9/11, they raised concerns about the smallpox virus. Anthrax does not spread from person to person. White smallpox does. And a bioterrorism attack with smallpox could potentially kill millions. But for a population of nearly 300 million, the U.S. had only 15 million doses of vaccine at the time. Now, here's the catch from Newsmax. After that, the government stockpiled enough vaccine for every one of us Americans. But when Georgie Porgy Bush announced a plan to inoculate up to 10.5 million doctors, nurses, police, firefighters, and other workers ahead of time so they could respond to an attack, many health workers refused inoculation. Amen. See, they were not fully convinced of the smallpox threat and worried about the safety of the standard vaccine, according to the Washington Post. Mm-hmm. Then, after unexpected heart problems emerged in some vaccine recipients, the administration canceled plans to offer shots to the public. Unexpected, huh? While the smallpox virus today is stored in only two official repositories, in the U.S. and Russia, there are fears that some other nations kept hidden stocks and terrorists or rogue states could get their hands on the virus. I wonder if they mean like Iran or Syria, huh? But the standard vaccine is relatively dangerous compared with most modern vaccines. The Post reported it. The vaccine sickens many people, can lead to heart inflammation and a catastrophic brain infection in some cases. In addition, it was killing several infants a year in the U.S. when routine vaccination was halted. Thus, the government has been pushing for safer vaccines. One newer type is known as modified Vaccinia Ankara, or MVA. It was first developed in Germany in the 70s and does not reproduce in the body as the standard vaccine does. And it appears less likely to cause illnesses. But because it is weaker, people may need two shots several weeks apart for full protection. That could limit the usefulness of the vaccine immediately following a bioterrorism attack. Two companies, Acambis PLC, with headquarters in England, in Cambridge, Mass., and Bavarian Nordic AS, with headquarters in Denmark, have received federal grants to develop MVA. Isn't that interesting? Now, the Department of Health and Human Services has issued bidding documents asking for at least 20 million doses of MVA, enough for a minimum of 10 million people, and has said that it may eventually buy an additional 60 million doses. Oh, my. What do you think of that, huh? Virtually no one younger than 37 years old has been vaccinated today in this country. These will be the healthy ones unless they are vaccinated, you see. Uh-huh. What a hoax, ladies and gentlemen. What a hoax. And we have more, many more emails to read to you and much more to discuss tonight. I want to bring you up to date on these things because we need to talk about them. No question about that. Our number toll-free is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443 to talk with Rick Adams. That's all you have to do. And we, of course, are uncensored, radio-free America, heard only on RBNLive.com. So we will take more calls, but the break is coming up in a moment or so, and I don't want to preempt you from fully discussing with me these many issues. Another issue that has come up again about these attacks in Jordan and who was responsible for them. Of course, Zarqawi was. Of course, Al-Qaeda was. Yeah, they have links right to Iraq. So here you go. Ladies and gentlemen, it proves that George Bush is the liar that we all know him to be. How convenient, huh? How interesting. Yeah, it really is very interesting, isn't it? Well, tells you something. Makes you think, huh? How stupid can the American public be? For November 11th, Los Angeles Times confirms Israelis, quote, knew, unquote, of attacks in Jordan. Suicide attacks kill at least 57 at three hotels. And when we come back, we'll read to you what this story in the Times has to say. I'm Rick Adams. Join me.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, this is Rick Adams. Are you concerned about all of the media talk about the various new bird flu and other flu strains entering our country? Well, if you're hesitant about unknown ingredients in the popular flu vaccines, good for you. There is a natural, healthy alternative. Among them is this one, a successful, organic, natural, potent product from Uri International. It really works to prevent and rapidly eliminate the flu and cold symptoms. The 8 synergistic ingredients in immune enhancement works rapidly to raise your immune system without any side effects. Easy to swallow, no side effects, and safe for all ages. Call Barbara, 908-647-5093. Again, 908-647-5093, and mention Rick Adams when you call.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Them city folks and weans are pretty much alike, though they ain't used to living in the sticks. We don't like stoner seamen, but we is in agreement when we get sound and talking politics. The country's in the very best of hands. The best of hands. The best of hands. The Treasury says the national debt is climbing to the sky, and government expenditures have never been so high. It makes a fella get a gleam of pride within his eye to see how our economy expands. The country's in the very best of hands. The country.
Bill.
Wherever bands are with the crowd in each pot of steel. Such legal terminology would give your heart a thrill. There's phrases there that no one understands.
The country's in the very best of hands.
The building boom, they say, is getting bigger every day. And when I ask the feller, how can everybody pay? He come up with an answer that made everything okay. Supplies are getting greater than demand.
The country's in the very best of hands.
Don't you believe them congressmen and senators are dumb? When they run into problems that is tough to overcome, they just declare something they call a moratorium. The upper and the lower house disbands.
The country's in the very best of hands.
House voters are connected to the nominee. The nominee's connected to the treasury. When he ain't connected to the treasury, he sits around in his dive hole. They sits around in his place they got. This big congressional parking lot just sits around on the you-know-what. Up there they pause in their thigh bone. Them bones gonna rise again, gonna exercise a friend. Chise again, gonna tax us up to our eyes again. When he gets them all from their thigh bone. Should be 89% of parity. Another bill I recommend, it should be 9-3. But 80-95%, who cares about degrees? It's parity that no one understands.
The country's in the very best of hands.
Them GOPs and Democrats each hates the other one. They've always criticized how the country should be run. But neither tells the public what the other's gone and done. As long as no one knows where no one stands.
The country's in the very best of hands.
He sits around in his place they're at. Where folks in Congress hands always sat. Just sits around on their excess fat. Up there they call them their thigh bones. They sit around and they start to
fall. Alrighty. Alrighty. Hey, I've had enough, man. Sounds too familiar to me, doesn't it? Yeah, sounds too familiar to you, too. All right, the country's in the very best of hands. Little Abner, Al Capp, we'll be right back with hour number two and this Israeli foreknowledge of the bombing. We'll be back with more. I'm Rick Adams.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle